back to the Larry Kudlow Show.
Welcome back, folks. I'm Larry Kudlow. I hate to do it, but more legal stuff today. Donald Trump and Rudy Giuliani. It's a great thing. Rudy Giuliani was hit with $148 million in damages, I guess from a Washington, D.C. court for, two women who were voter poll workers. Unbelievable what this is about. So we're going to talk some more. We had Pam Bondi on, and we're going to bring back Will Scharf from the TV show last night. Will Scharf is a former federal prosecutor. He's a candidate for attorney general in the great state of Missouri. And he went to Harvard and Princeton. Well, I couldn't get into Harvard, but I did go to Princeton.
I don't know anyone who'd want to go to Harvard these days, Larry. I mean, that place is woker than woke, and it seems to just keep getting worse.
It's great. I had that on the sheet from Susan Varga. Well, you got a thought about this Giuliani thing? $148 million in damages? Really? Come on.
It's so crazy, Larry, that you got to figure it gets reversed on appeal. I haven't been following kind of the minute by minute on that case, but it seems like a pretty straightforward defamation type claim. I think Rudy had, you know, some pretty strong defenses, but when you're in front of a hostile judge in a jurisdiction with a hostile jury pool, that's the kind of crazy decision you can get. It's similar, I think, to the fear that some people have about President Trump potentially going to trial in Washington, D.C., similar to what we've seen with all these January 6 cases, those that have been tried to a jury in Washington, D.C. It's a real problem.
Yeah, it is a real problem. And it's this whole business about the two-tiered justice system that we've learned. Let's go to the I don't know if you read the Journal today, the big editorial, the lead editorial, Jack Smith, and the Supreme Court. But it raises something that you were talking about last night on the TV show, and that is the outer perimeter of what a president's executive authority and executive privilege permits. Will Scharf, what does that mean? In lay terms, help us through defining outer perimeter.
So the Supreme Court held in a case, it's Nixon v. Fitzgerald. Mm-hmm. It's the key case on civil immunity for presidents, that a president was immune from suit from anything falling even within the outer perimeter of their official responsibilities. So even if the president isn't, signing a bill or ordering the military to do something, if it's related, if it's sort of reasonably within what you expect presidents to do, a president is immune from suit for actions that he takes in that context. Our view, President Trump's view, is that criminal immunity should similarly apply, that he can't be prosecuted for acts like that. And that's really what we're talking about in the D.C. case and in the Georgia case as well. Things like asking the Department of Justice to investigate election fraud, calling members of Congress or calling state officials about election fraud. The president has a responsibility under Article 2 to take care and enforce the laws of the United States, and federal election law is squarely within that.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
And would that include, and this could be a twofer, giving a speech on January 6th seems to me that's part of his outer perimeter, but it's also part of the First Amendment free speech, isn't it?
I think that's right. And the courts have consistently held that presidents speak on issues of public concern, that that's part of their presidential duties. So it's, this is an issue that's going to be litigated in the courts. But I think President Trump had an absolute First Amendment right to communicate his views to the people of the United States. And I think that in many instances, in many contexts, those sorts of speeches would fall within the outer perimeter of his presidential duties and responsibilities, at least.
So what is, I don't even understand then, apart from the obvious left-wing biases of the Justice Department and the Biden administration, what is Jack Smith's point here? I mean, what does he think he's, where does he think he's going to win or convict former President Trump?
So the Wall Street Journal editorial this morning, I think, was right on that. The deeper we get into this case, it seems like the timing is the point, that there's this rush to get President Trump on trial before the election. But that's just not how cases are supposed to proceed. You know, cases are supposed to be about, you know, enforcing the rule of law, about giving the defendant their constitutional due process and arriving at a fair and just result, not railroading somebody on a political timeline. And that's really the problem with particularly this D.C. case. I mean, this is a very, very complicated case, millions and millions of pages of discovery, potentially hundreds of witnesses. And they're trying to try the thing, you know, 6 months after after indictment. It doesn't fly. It doesn't mesh with the way these sorts of cases would ever usually progress through the courts.
So in that event, with that view, Jack Smith's made probably an even bigger mistake letting the Supremes take over, because it's going to, that they're going to take forever.
So Jack Smith is trying to short circuit the normal appellate process. President Trump, and I think, you know, I'm one of President Trump's lawyers. President Trump filed a motion to dismiss the charges in D.C. on presidential immunity grounds. The district court rejected that motion. That motion is now up on appeal to the D.C. Circuit, and Smith filed essentially an end run around D.C. Circuit review. He's trying to go straight to the Supreme Court.
It won't work.
The effect of that would be drastically shortening the usual appellate process. They're trying to get this March trial date to stick.
Out of time. Will Scharf.
Sorry, Larry.
That's all right, buddy. Thank you.